You want to talk about?
So this is a case that was a Judge Bohm case, and the issue was the debtor had made fraudulent conveyances, but he hadn't done so by making any misrepresentations. And under binding Fifth Circuit law, Judge Bohm says, this stinks, but I don't have any choice but to grant this guy a discharge. He cheated. He shouldn't get a discharge, but under binding Fifth Circuit precedent, unless you make a misrepresentation, it's not the kind of fraud that disallows your discharge under 523A2, or that is an exception to the discharge. The Fifth Circuit panel, which was actually led by Judge King, who many of you know is a very big bankruptcy guru around the country, was bound by its own precedent. And so that panel followed its own precedent. It's a little unfair to say they got reversed. It's really the panel long before them that got reversed, because the Fifth Circuit can't, one panel of the Fifth Circuit can't change what another panel of the Fifth Circuit does. So everyone kind of recognizing this was not a very pretty result said that there should be, in fact, no exception to the discharge. Supreme Court reverses and says, no, if people commit fraud, whether it is fraud that includes a misrepresentation or not, that fits within the 523A2 category.
Well, it fits within the 523A2 category on actual fraud, right? That, because that was the issue in that case, was there actual fraud? And the Fifth Circuit prior case was that you had to have a misrepresentation of some kind in order to have actual fraud. And, of course, the Supreme Court says you don't need to have a representation as long as what you did was actually fraudulent. So my question is, what about constructive fraud? Is a constructively fraudulent transfer?